The state and federal justice departments have reached a settlement with Atrium Health. The antitrust lawsuit filed 2 years ago claims the health system had unfair and anti-competitive contracts with insurance companies. Under this proposed settlement, which still needs official approval by a judge, Atrium can no longer have certain deals with insurance companies that steer business away from competitors. WFAE's Alex Olgan is here to explain in more detail what this means. Alex, can you explain what kind of deals Atrium Health, formerly Carolinas Healthcare, had with insurance companies that the government found so problematic?
Yes, and to better understand what was problematic about these provisions, there's an important distinction that I need to explain. It's common for hospitals and insurers to agree on incentives to encourage patients to go to certain doctors or hospitals. But what's different about the agreements that Atrium had with insurers is that those contracts said those same insurance companies couldn't also incentivize patients to get healthcare at competitors. Atrium Health is the dominant system in the state and the Charlotte market, so the Justice Department said it was being anti-competitive and using its market power to impede insurers from negotiating lower prices with other providers and offering lower premium plans.
And how would this settlement fix what the Justice Department called anti-competitive practices?
So this agreement prohibits Atrium from having contracts with insurance companies that do a few things all related to where they steer patients to get their care. So it can no longer have contracts with insurers that prevent or punish insurance companies from sharing pricing details to patients. And those deals also can't require Atrium to be in the highest tier of plans, even if those plans don't meet price or other health value criteria. Atrium can have deals that force insurers to get Atrium's approval before introducing or offering incentives for patients to use other hospitals or doctors that are lower cost.
Alex, settlements of this nature often have language allowing companies to make changes without admitting any wrongdoing. Is that what's in this deal?
You are correct, Mark. That is it. That's what's in this deal. Atrium is not admitting it did anything wrong with these deals, and there's no punishment. Atrium doesn't have to pay any fines or penalties. It's just agreeing to make changes going forward. Atrium said some of this language is from contracts as old as 2001 and was originally added to ensure that it was provided an equal opportunity to compete for patients. And the health system says it welcomes competition. Another important part of this settlement is that the North Carolina Attorney General can now look at these contracts between insurers and the health system, and within a year, Atrium has to send a report to the government detailing how it will comply with the settlement.
And what about patients? If they feel or believe that they've had to pay more because of these contracts?
So, Mark, all I can say is that the settlement doesn't spell out any kind of remedies for patients. I've reached out to the insurance companies that were mentioned in the lawsuit, and only Blue Cross Blue Shield got back to me. The company said it's going to continue to work with Atrium and others to deliver more affordable health care. Now, there's another totally separate lawsuit by patients that alleges similar claims and harm to patients in state business court, and that case is ongoing. Now, Barack Richman is a health law and antitrust professor at Duke University's law school, and he says patients probably won't see any changes in their insurance plans until next open enrollment period at the earliest.
Will there be different kinds of insurance products available, and will they be more affordable than insurance products in the past? Will they have an insurance product where their insurer can say, hey, if you get an MRI just down the street, you'll save $500? Those are possibilities that are now being unleashed because of the settlement.
And now, at this point, those are just possibilities. It's really a little early to see what the impacts are, but the hope is that we see the impacts relatively soon. So North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein said that the settlement requires Atrium to tell insurance companies that it had these kinds of deals with that it's no longer going to enforce them or enter into them in the future within a few weeks of the settlement, if and when it's signed by a judge. And we're not exactly sure yet when that would happen, so we'll have to see.
All right. WFAE's Alex Olgan, thank you very much.
You're welcome.